in standing up like that.
So they stand just like they do in the field.
That's right. Uh-huh. But now this fire, it would be in bones, and they just throw it, you know, just take it and throw it. But they didn't throw it with oats bones like that.
What did they do with them?
With the fire.
With the oats.
The oats. They would stand those up in the around in the room so they wouldn't get, you know, fall over to get mashed up, crushed off the oats, because you see the oats were still on the bunch just like it was in the field when they were before they cut it.
At feeding time, what did you do with them? Did you have to take them apart?
Well, they would untie them.
They wouldn't?
They would. Untie them and put them in the trough with the mule's corn.
Did you have more than one trough?
Yeah, you would have to have more than one trough if you had more than one mule.
About how many would you have?
Well, depending upon how many mules you have. Now, some farmers would have from 3 to 4 mules or horses. And you would have to have a stable for each one of them. And each one of them would have his own trough.
So you'd have about, what?
3 or 4. If you had 4 heads of horses, you would have a mule, you would have 4 stalls.
And 4 stalls would have 4?
Trough to feed your horses in.
And what about in the kitchen? What did you use to cook with?
Cook with, you mean?
What kind of utensils would you have?
Oh, mostly then they would be, the most would be made out of iron. They would use most of the iron utensils then.
What would they be?
They call them pots and, you know, things like, and skillets. That's what they would call those.
Now, what would you use a skillet for?
That would be cook on just like if you're going to fry something or cook bread in on top of the stove.
You cook that in a skillet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, does that have little legs on it or not?
Well, some have legs and some didn't.
So, but it didn't make any difference?
Those not have legs on it. Those that had legs on it, those, they would use those out, cooking out in the yard, mostly.
Would you call them skillets, too,
then? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And what about it when you were eating? What did you used to eat with?
Well, they would have forks and spoons and knives.
So you'd have one knife, and one fork and one spoon and one...
knife, like that. Uh-huh.
And did you ever bring flowers into the house?
Oh, yeah, I love flowers.
What would you put the flowers in?
Well, sometimes people would have vases to put them in, and sometimes if they didn't, they would take a glass, you know, like we would call glass we drink water out of. They'd take that and put the flowers in. And some would have vases. Very few people had vases, you know, to put flowers in.
Then you're talking about a skillet. Would it make any difference if it had a round bottom or a flat bottom?
Well, it was better to have the flat bottom. As I said once about the leg, now some of these pots, iron pots, had legs on them that you could use on top of the stove to cook in.
Would they have a flat bottom or a round bottom?
Round bottom.
If they had legs?
Uh-huh.
And what about out in the yard? Did you have something, you know, like those big black things you might, you know, boil your clothes in or something?
Wash pot, they called it.
Did you use those?
Yeah, my mama used those. Mm-hmm.
What would you use them for?
To boil the clothes in.
Anything else?
Well, she would, you know, then make soap in it, and then I hear tell them it's to make lye homily, and I hear tell them making lye homily in wash pots like that.
Do you know how to make soap?
I have made some.
How did you make it? Tell me what you did.
Well, you get you some potash, a box of potash, and then you take a gallon of this. It could be cracklings or either could be just old